TV.
Absolutely.
Or not lose all the food that's in my refrigerator and the freezer and all of that. To me, it's worth that peace of mind. And I have a Generac system, and I think it's totally worth getting a bid on, getting some cost, whether you're...
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
9 o'clock, we are expecting the wind to pick up a little bit later today. We'll check that forecast in just about 5 minutes. Our top story, President Trump takes his campaign today to one of the biggest COVID hotspots in the U.S. Some health officials there are urging him to cancel the event.
I'm Jimmy Dupree in Washington. A day after the U.S. hit the 8 million mark in coronavirus cases, President Trump holds a rally in Wisconsin, which is having one of the worst outbreaks of any state right now.
My plan will crush the virus.
The 67,000 new cases on Friday was the highest day in 3 months.
You can follow along with Jamie Dupree in his blog and the WDBO app.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Just a little cooler this weekend with a gusty north breeze. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun and mid-80s this afternoon. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist George Waldenberger.
And I'm Dave Wall, WDBO, interactive weather radar. Not showing any of that shower activity right now. We've got 73 in Orlando. On the Money with a Certified Financial Group begins in just a couple of minutes. We're updating our breaking news from earlier. Highway Patrol on the scene of a crash on Goldenrod near Curry Ford Road. Now, Highway Patrol says two people were seriously hurt when a vehicle hit a tree and a house.
We just got an update from FHP. They told me no one in the house, thankfully, was injured, and both occupants in the car, like you said, were transported to the hospital with serious injuries.
We're working with Channel 9's Ashley Edlin to gather additional information in this developing story. Orange County deputies say the suspect in a drive-by shooting that killed a 14-year-old boy will face a judge this morning. Deputies say back in August, somebody inside a car shot Tequarius Fudge on Cypress Street and Willie Mays Parkway, killing him. Now deputies say Lorenzo Hall has turned himself in. Biketoberfest underway in Volusia County, but of course looking entirely different this year. Daytona Beach has said no to vendors due to COVID concerns, but the city of Ormond Beach is allowing them on the sidewalks. Businesses in the area say they believe this year's event will not bring in as much money as it usually does. Early voting starts Monday in most Central Florida counties. In Orange and Osceola, the polls opened at 8 a.m. and they will close at 8 p.m. Meanwhile, in Seminole, Volusia, and Polk counties, the polls will open at 7 in the morning and run till 7 in the evening. It's 9:03 at WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
WDBO Orlando, WOEX-FM HD2 Orlando, W297BB Orlando, powered by New South Window Solutions. Click WDBO.com, a Cox Media Group station.
At Goodwill, we're all treats and no tricks. We're your Halloween headquarters where you can build your costume, get your accessories, and even decorate your own haunted house for way less than big box retail prices. And when you shop at your local Goodwill boutique for Halloween, you're helping fund vocational training and job placement programs right here in Central Florida. Visit GoodwillCFL.org to find the Goodwill location closest to you.
You like your burger medium well, your peanut butter crunchy, and your mattress firm. It's the little things that make you, you. And you deserve a Medicare plan that fits your unique needs. That's why UnitedHealthcare is offering more plan options than ever, so you can find just the right plan for you. Call 1-800-362-8715. That's 1-800-362-8715 to get Medicare with more. Remember, Medicare annual enrollment ends December 7th.
An official message from Medicare.
So, did you try it yet?
Comparing plans? Oh, yeah. They sure can change year to year.
Well, I found lower prescription costs and historically low plan premiums.
Ooh, how about those new insulin savings? Hundreds of plans, $35 a month.
That'll save you money.
Comparing plans really pays.
Mm-hmm.
Compare plans from home at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE. Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Jimmy Dupree, your Washington watchdog, and this is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. WDBO.
Weather, brought to you by Protec Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
Just a little cooler this weekend with a gusty north breeze. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun and mid-80s this afternoon. Now for tomorrow, we'll be in the mid-80s again. It'll still be gusty, but we'll have a higher chance for rain, both morning and afternoon, a 30% chance of brief passing showers. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist George Waldenberger.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
No major accidents to worry about along our Central Florida Expressways. Ongoing construction still. I-4 eastbound at the 408, causing delays backed up to Cayley. No major worries, though. Traffic moving freely otherwise. So just move with caution. Steer clear of the construction crews, and you should have no issues. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. Staples helps your business go big with everything you need at amazing prices. From office essentials like paper and ink to health essentials like masks and sanitizer. Save big at Staples. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Center, I'm Stan Morris.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get into your car, it'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Stay tuned for On the Money, Central Florida's most listened to financial call-in show, brought to you by Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs. It's the only show hosted exclusively by Certified Financial Planner Professionals. Monday through Friday, their CFPs provide financial planning and investment advice for a fee. But on Saturdays, the advice is absolutely free and has been for more than 30 years for their WDBO listeners. If you have a financial question you want answered by real fiduciaries, the lines are wide open. Call 844-580-WDBO. That's 844-580-WDBO. And enjoy the show.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on FM 107.3 and AM 580 WDBO, Orlando's News and Talk. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Nancy Heck, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
We're doing great.
Good.
First one out of the box with a good morning, right?
It is because it is so gorgeous out today, yes. And it's supposed to be gorgeous this weekend. It's a much needed October fall weekend from all the heat we've had recently. But I know Nancy loves the heat, so I won't go.
I do, and I have a sweater on right now.
But Joe, for anybody enjoying this weekend today, how can they do that even more? And that's help with your financial questions. What can they call you about?
Well, Nancy and I are here, as we have been for now over 30 years, taking our listeners' questions they might have about their IRA, about a 401k, about real estate, about mutual funds and reverse mortgages and annuities and life insurance, all the things that we deal with day in and day out with our clients, getting them to and through their retirement years, things that we do as certified financial planners, providing investment advice and financial planning for a fee. Our office in Altamont Springs, we have 12 certified financial planners. All of our financial planners are by demand, and I shouldn't say by demand, by our licensing, because we're certified financial planners, we have to work with our clients as fiduciaries. In addition to that, we're also accredited investment fiduciaries when it comes to the investment side. So we do the fiduciary stuff to the fullest extent, and we are here to take your questions. And if there's something on your mind, something that you've been thinking about, something that you want to know, some decision that you're trying to make, I guarantee you there's probably six other folks out there listening this morning that have the same question, and you'll do them a favor by calling. So all you need to do is pick up the phone and dial 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO.
That's 844.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's easy to remember. 844-580-WDBO. So pick up the phone because the lines are pretty open. I see we have a call already right there, Mr. Kyle.
Yeah, we've got a call coming in here. We're going to get them screened in just a moment. But
Okay, so that means you're not ready for me?
Not yet.
Yeah, when it turns green, you're ready. One of these days, I'll have it figured out.
Yes, green. Right? We've only been doing this for how long, Joe?
I know.
We'll get there, though.
It's like a traffic light. It's yellow.
Yes. Yellow is caution. Okay, so our caller, hang on there, caller, and we'll be right to you.
His name is Pete, but we'll get to you in just a Pete. But we'll get out the number. We did that. And then when you get out the open mic, and the open mic. Just to remind everybody, you download the WDBO app, open it, click on the open mic, and you know, let your 20 seconds record, ask a question away. We'll be able to pick it up here in the studio. We'll play it on the air, and the Certified Financial Planner professionals at the Certified Financial Group will hear the question, answer it right here on the radio today to the best of their knowledge. And you can also go to Facebook, facebook.com, put On the Money Podcast in the search bar. You'll be able to do that and see the show today. You can leave your comment. Or your question in the comments section. We'll be able to see that as well. I'll ask it to the financial planners, and we'll get all the questions that we possibly can this weekend answered on the radio today. But before we start answering questions, we always kick it off with a topic of the day. And the topic of the day, Nancy Heck, life lessons from my dad.
Yes, yes. So this week on Wednesday was 35 years since my dad passed away on the English calendar.
Yeah.
On the Jewish calendar, today is when I actually would observe and say prayers for my father. So I thought it was appropriate to honor him.
Sure. How old would he have been?
85. So to share some of the lessons that I learned from him. So
he died at 50?
He was 50.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. Anyways.
Go ahead.
We learned health lessons from my father's death. But he was an artistic guy, but being a family man, could not make a living off of that, so he was a builder. When we lived in Michigan, he did single-family homes and historic rehab, and here he worked for another builder doing high-rises in the Cape. So two things that were really important were under construction now. I'm sure you're very familiar with them, is a budget. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes under construction, budgets are
blown up.
Are suggestions,
right.
You know, but having a budget is really, really important. And right. Oftentimes when he would put out a bid for jobs, you know, for people to bid to work for him, sometimes without even opening up the bids, he would just say, you're over budget. And so then everybody would have to redo the bids with lower. So that I thought was pretty clever. But knowing that budgets are arbitrary sometimes in construction, contingencies are extremely important.
Yep.
So I know that the listeners and people who read my blog have probably sick of me saying budgeting is really important. It's not so much how much you make, but how you spend that is more important in accumulating assets. And it's extremely important to have cash reserves. That's the contingency.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two big lessons I will share today from my dad.
Constructing buildings and constructing your financial life.
They right.
all kind of come together. But you're 100% right. Knowing what you can spend and then what you need to spend or should spend and have a contingency because stuff happens. And as we found out in doing our project, because
right.
it's not only remodeling our existing building, but doing an add-on to it. And when you start digging into an existing building, there's all kinds of stuff that pops up that you're not even aware of that you got to deal with. So,
yeah.
There we are. I see green on the screen there, Mr. Kyle.
We do. We do have Pete okay. in Avito.
So we can talk to Pete.
Yes.
Good morning, Pete.
I'll get out the number one more time. 844-580-9326 if you want to get behind Pete. 844-580-WDBO. All right, Pete and Avito, you're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Pete. What's up?
Good morning. Situation is that I am approaching 59 and a half, and I've been investing in a traditional IRA for over 20 years. So what I've got is I've got the equivalent of a big tax bomb. My logic is that the government is going to raise taxes after the Trump tax laws expire in a few years, raise taxes as they did after, for example, World War II to pay down the debt, and retirees' taxes are going to increase. So I, turning 59 and a half in a few months, am considering doing or starting a Roth conversion plan to convert at least part of my traditional IRA, which is pre-tax, tax-deferred money, into tax-free money that I can then reinvest in something like I have a Roth, and I also have a Roth 401k to grow over the next number of years tax-free. I've done a lot of research into insurance contracts, exotic ways to try to, let's say, avoid taxes. We can't avoid them, But in this case, I'm trying to minimize my taxes. In my case, I'm in the 22% tax bracket. My plan was to withdraw up to, let's say, the cap of the 22 or slightly into the 24% bracket, pay the taxes in 20, and then invest that into a Roth, and do that until the taxes automatically go up in 2025 to the 2017 levels. Or before that, if the new new administration should raise it to start paying down the debt. So my question is, based upon all that information, this is a conventional way of doing things. Are there any other ways for people who are nearing retirement to start transitioning their pre-tax traditional TIRA money into something that they can say, hey, it's tax-free, I can leave it there for years, or hey, if I need some money, I can take it out and it doesn't impact my income taxes? Should the government have to raise taxes in the next 5 or 10 years significantly, like they did after World War II, to pay down the debt?
Pete, first of all, have you calculated how much you have to return on your money when you take 22% right off the top to get back to where you were with the dollar? In other words, you take a dollar out of your IRA, you take 22% off the top, you're now left with 78 cents. Do you know what kind of rate of return you need to get on your money to get back to the dollar that you put in there?
Well, not on hand, no.
Okay, you've got to earn about 28%. So
annually.
Right. Well, it's got to grow. It's got to grow by 28% to get back to the dollar. So right away, you have a 22% loss in your portfolio. Now, does that make sense?
But yeah, it makes perfect sense. But my goal is to try to get as much of that money converted into...
I understand.
But
you're shooting yourself in the foot. The other problem with your assumption is that the Roth will continue to be, the withdrawals will be continue to be tax-free. Now, by your own admission, you expect Congress to need to raise taxes. One of the big things that's looming out there are these billions of dollars that have never been taxed in Roth accounts. And as Nancy and I know, that you can never bet that the rules won't change. And at one time, you may know that Social Security was totally tax-free. Today, it's means-tested. And we fear that somewhere down the road that the Roth IRAs will be means-tested, and you're giving up and paying a lot of taxes today with something that is not a guarantee from the government that you'll continue to be tax-free when it comes time to take it out in 10, 15, 20 years. So I wouldn't do it unless you're in the 12% tax bracket or less.
Interesting.
So that being said, it sounds to me, Pete, like you are firm on the strategy that you're going to put forward. And it is all dependent on the supposition that taxes are going to go up. And I know that that's a big fear for a lot of people right now. So, you know, one thing that's nice to know is if you take money out of your IRA right now, even though you might be a smidge under 59.5, the 10% penalty has been waived. So you need to, if you're going to convert, it has to go to, a Roth conversion account. There is a specific code going from a traditional and doing it as a conversion to a Roth. So you don't want to withdraw it and then redeposit it. You want it to go from A to B. And it cannot go into your corporate plan, into the 401k Roth. You have to set up an individual Roth account. Watch closely what's going to happen with the tax rules. As Joe said, we feel that there's going to be some changes with the Roth IRAs. There's been changes to corporate plans for contributions. There's been changes to how much you can contribute to traditional if you have a corporate plan. But there have not been any hard, big rule changes to traditional IRA accounts in years and years and years and years. And the Roth is just begging to be taxed. Because there is, when we first did this in the 90s and people didn't have to pay taxes for 4 years, there was a ton of money that was converted. So we're looking at, you know, 30 some odd years of money that's been sitting in a massive pool, not taxed. Believe me, it's going to be an area that's going to be tapped.
So I can just hear the Congress now talking about the fat cats that have these retirement accounts built up and talking about the billions of dollars that have been out there, and we need to help the middle class, the lower class. We need to pay for these projects. So we're not going to tax at all. We're just going to tax the tax-free gain that you've had. And they won't, you know, they'll get their camel's nose under the tent like they did with Social Security, and they'll tax a little bit, and then they'll increase it, and now up to 85% of your Social Security is subject to taxes. And so what you're doing is you are anticipating that the tax rules won't change. And we know that anytime Congress is in session, your money is in jeopardy. But you do know that if you do that conversion today, it's guaranteed you're going to be paying taxes and lose 22 up to 24% right off the top. And you've got to earn a heck of a lot of money just to get back to the same dollar that you lost. So I wouldn't worry about it. I would enjoy the continued tax-free deferral that you have on it. And what it also says is you need to do some planning, because you want to see is where then to begin to take that money out of the account. And this is what Nancy and I and 10 other CFPs at Certified Financial Group do day in and day out for our clients. We look at the timing of when and where those money should be withdrawn to minimize the taxes. So you're going to pay some taxes, but I would rather pay the taxes in the future than pay them today and hope that I can get it out tax-free somewhere down the road. I wrote an article for Kiplinger some time back. If you want to pull it up, you can Google it. It's called Roth, a Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. Roth, a Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. And it tells you what we believe that may happen with Roth. Something to consider.
It's for okay. People who are not from the Midwest. He was saying wolf.
Wolf. It's a wolf. Like roof. Wolf.
Yes. Pete, thanks so much for the phone call. We appreciate it. If you want Pete's line, it's 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-WDBO. We are on the money with a Certified Financial Group. And Joe, if anybody wants to call the office, what's the number to do that?
Yeah, right now, Chris Toadvine is in the office. You can reach him at 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTES if you're executing a legal document, and he'll take your call off the air, and you could have a lengthy conversation with him. Of course, he's a certified financial planner, and he has a master's degree in financial planning on top of that. So he's a great guy, and he's easy to talk to. So if you want to chat with him, 1-800-EXECUTE, and the line is busy. Leave a message, and he promises to get back to you.
And we have been planning tomorrow.
Today
with a Certified Financial Group. Time to get the three big things you need to know.
Now the three big things you need to know.
Three.
President Trump back on the campaign trail, and he has a new label for Democratic rival Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
What a disgrace. It's a crime family.
In the news at 9:30, why Twitter has a change of heart over Hunter Biden's overseas business activities.
Two.
Update on our breaking news from Friday. Orange County deputies are looking for a person who shot four people, killing three of them after a fight over a motorcycle.
One.
SpaceX has plans this weekend to send a Falcon 9 rocket with another bunch of Starlink satellites into orbit.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, Certified Financial Planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Hello, Central Florida. Tim Pateracki of Accurate Window and Door, where we're proud to have earned the trust of Central Florida homeowners. We have taken additional steps to maintain that trust by becoming a certified residential contractor, and that means we have passed the highest level of accreditation in the state of Florida. We are also very proud of our A+ Better Business Bureau rating. These achievements are your assurance that Accurate Window and Door is still improving even after more than 30 great years. And they're why over 40% of our customers are WDBO listeners just like you. Let us earn your trust today. Call us at Accurate Window and Door, 407-673-1159. That's 407-673-1159 and online at accuratewindowanddoor.com. That's accuratewindowanddoor.com. And join me on the Florida Homes and Garden Show every Saturday morning at 10 right here on WDBO.
Are you losing sleep, tossing and turning? Well, this isn't an ad for a new pillow or mattress. It's an offer to help put your mind at ease. In a recent survey, 40% of Americans said they're unsure if they'll have enough money to last them through retirement. After all, they don't teach us this stuff in school, and many of us go through life trying some of this and some of that, only to wake up to find out that our financial life could be just a collection of financial accidents. For more than 40 years, certified financial planner professionals at Certified Financial Group have been providing retirement planning and investment advice for a fee, and they can help you get a good night's sleep. And because they're independent, they don't have any house products to sell you. So forget the new mattress and get a complimentary consultation right now. Call 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a financial plan. Certified Financial Group, where they're planning tomorrow, today. Retirement planning and investment advice for a fee through Certified Advisory Corporation, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
I love it when people say to me, hey, do you really like the stuff that you talk about on the radio? And specifically, people ask me if I really like the water in my home, and I love when people ask me that, because I love to tell them, yes, absolutely so. I would not be talking about the Pelican in-home water filtration system, now part of Pentair, if I wasn't a big believer in it, and I love what they have done with my home's water. You're going to love the way that your water tastes from every faucet with your new Pentair water system. Pelican is now part of Pentair. These guys are the experts. I know them. They use state-of-the-art Pentair water test so you can see exactly what is in your home's water right there on the spot. They can even maintain your system for you with their white glove service. Call for your free Pentair water test right now, 407-269-5040. This month, take $250 off whole home installation. You can book it online at PelicanOrlando.com.
This hour was paid for by the host and does not reflect the opinion of WDBO.
From the Rose Garden, President Trump announcing
Amy Coney Barrett.
Strongly supported by anti-abortion rights activists and religious conservatives.
A judge must apply the law as written.
She's preparing for a bitter fight.
Don't get just the highlights.
Get it all.
Hear every minute of the Supreme Court nomination of Amy Coney Barrett live in the WDBO app by tapping the SCOTUS button and on our Facebook page. This is where Orlando turns for breaking news. WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
2 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic here on WDBO. But right now we are on the money with a certified financial group. We've got the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, alongside Nancy Heck. They are the best certified financial planner professionals in Central Florida, period, hands down. There, I said it. It's the word. It's the gospel. That's it. It's over. I guarantee it. And they're on your radio right now. 844-580-9326 is the number to dial us up. 844-580-9326. Not only does a certified financial group get on the radio every weekend here on WDBO, they also have a great tool called the Workshops. And I believe they've got some upcoming workshops for you to learn some great things, right? What
yes,
are those upcoming
we do.
Workshops?
We do. Okay. So all of the workshops are on Saturday, and they're from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The next one is Saturday, November 14th, Healthcare Options in Retirement, hosted by Gary Abley. On Saturday, December 5th, Everything You Want to Know About Mutual Funds, hosted by Rodney Ombe. And then Saturday, January 20th, Countdown to Retirement, also hosted by Gary Abley. If somebody wants to attend one of the workshops, they're all being done virtual right now, correct?
Right.
You need to go to our website, which is financialgroup.com. There's a workshop tab, and do the drop down and register to have your place for a quote unquote seat at the workshop. And then all the materials to follow along will be sent to you in advance. So financialgroup.com, look for the workshop tab. Do the drop down, make your reservation.
So if you are approaching age 65, you have not had the experience yet of your mailbox exploding with all the Medicare options that you have, and is absolutely mind-boggling. That's the bad news. The good news is Gary will sort through all that stuff and tell you what's going on. He has no axe to grind. He does not sell Medicare supplements. but he has a tremendous amount of experience in that area, and he's been our go-to guy in the office when it comes to Medicare and Medicare supplements and the options that are out there, the Medicare advantages, pros and cons. We see those ads all the time, the Joe Namath, etc. And there's good news and bad news in those programs, but he will point out what the costs are in terms of your giving up things and getting things in exchange, and what Medicare supplements you want to look at, plans A, B, D, F, G, and all those coming. So this is absolutely free. As Nancy said, you can go to our website, financialgroup.com, and make a reservation right there, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. When we do those things in person, that is a one that fills up the room very, very quickly. The good news about virtual is that we can accommodate an unlimited number of people.
All right, Joe. Joe took all my time, so it's time for the news.
This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app or at WDBO.com. Live team coverage
starts now.
It's 9:30, and we're expecting a breezy but cooler day. We'll check that forecast in just a couple of minutes. Our top story, President Trump has a new label for Democratic rival Joe Biden and his family.
Father goes to Germany, Hunter's right there. Hey, give me a couple of million. Not a couple of million, a hell of a lot more than a couple of million. That's a shame. I'll tell you what, it's an organized crime family as far as I'm concerned.
And now Twitter is changing its position on the report to the New York Post.
The social media giant is now allowing users to share the article. It was blocked this week for violating a policy on hacked materials. That decision led to Republican senators demanding answers from Twitter's CEO. They want him to testify next week about censorship. The story centers on alleged emails by Hunter Biden, which are now being investigated by the feds. Brian Shook, NBC News Radio.
Also new this hour, intelligence officials are cautioning the White House that Russians were targeting the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, in an influence operation. Washington Post and the New York Times are reporting that intelligence officials say the information Giuliani had is similar to the article published in the Post this week.
WDBO, where Orlando turns first for severe weather.
Beautiful day ahead behind our cold front, which swept through the area this morning. We'll build in some cloud coverage in the afternoon, but just a 20% chance for a passing shower. I'm Channel 9 meteorologist Rusty McCraney.
I'm Dave Wall. We're clear of any shower activity on WDBO Interactive Weather Radar. We have 73 in Orlando. On the Money with a Certified Financial Group continues in just a couple of minutes. SpaceX plans to send its next batch of Starlink satellites into space tomorrow morning. A liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center is set for 8:27. You'll hear the liftoff on WDBO. A low-tech solution to a big problem in space.
For months, astronauts have been trying to figure out how to handle a leak on the International Space Station. It turns out all they needed was something most of us have in our pantries. Sealing compartments and tons of high-tech equipment could not detect the leak, but on planet Earth, a bright idea to send up a bag of loose tea leaves to space, and it worked. The leaves were sucked by the escaping air to a crack in a window. Now the next step is repairing it. No word, though, on whether they saved any of the tea for a hot cup after all their hard work. Lionel Moise, ABC News.
9:33 at WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas. If you're a small business owner, you're probably looking for ways to stretch your dollar these days. So saving up to 30% on workers' comp insurance could mean more now than ever. That's why you owe it to yourself to check out your rate with Pie Insurance. With Pie, it's easy to find out if you're leaving money on the table. Just get an online quote in 3 minutes on your computer or smartphone. Simply go to trypie.com and see if you're overpaying for workers' comp. Pie Insurance was created exclusively for small businesses, built to make workers' comp work for you. With a simple online experience and trusted service, Pie is rated excellent on Trustpilot by customers who say they make getting insurance as easy as pie. What are you waiting for? Find out today if you could save up to 30% for your workers' comp insurance. Ask your insurance agent for Pie Insurance or get a quote in 3 minutes at trypie.com. That's TRYPIE.com.
Hi, Rick Eden here, contractor and president of Eden Construction. You know, everywhere you look, somebody new is in the home improvement business. Maybe even a name you've heard of. It used to be a pool guy or a plumber or some such. Who can you trust? For many years here on WDBO, I've talked to you about your home. And at Eden Construction, we still make home improvements simple and as smooth as possible. Maybe you need an extra bedroom, bathroom, or a new kitchen. we put it all together and try to work within your budget. Of course, outdoor living in Florida is a must. At Eden Construction, we have you covered there too. We offer aluminum sunrooms, screen rooms, and complete summer kitchens. Let's discuss your vision. Put our 35 plus years of experience to work for you and make your life Eden better. Call us at 407-671-9697 or see our work at edenconstruction.com. That's E-D-E-N construction.com.
Hey, it's Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic. WDBO.
Weather brought to you by ProTech Air Conditioning and Plumbing Services.
Just a little cooler this weekend with a gusty north breeze. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun and mid-80s this afternoon. Now for tomorrow, we'll be in the mid-80s again. It'll still be gusty, but we'll have a higher chance for rain, both morning and afternoon, a 30% chance of brief passing showers. From Channel 9 Eyewitness News, I'm meteorologist George Waldenberger.
Now, WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580.
Safe Touch Security.
Triple Team Traffic.
Incident-free along our Central Florida expressways. We do have construction to keep an eye out for. I-4 eastbound at the 408, blocking a right lane. No delays thanks to this. Just stick to the left. You should have no problems. All in all, a very good morning to be on the road. The 408, the 417, the Beach Line, and the Turnpike all looking very good, as well as I-4 east and westbound through Orange, Osceola, and Seminole counties. So wherever you're headed, expect a relatively easy ride, and let's do our best to keep it that way. From the WDBO Triple Team Traffic Center, I'm Stan Morris.
This is Channel 9 Eyewitness News Chief Meteorologist Tom Terry. This is where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic, WDBO.
Hey, it's Joe Kelly. Join me for Orlando's morning news every weekday morning starting at 5. Just ask Alexa to set an alarm and wake up to WDBO. And when you get into your car, and I'll make sure to get you to work on time with Triple Team Traffic and help you get around the changes from the I-4 Ultimate Project.
Now, our Ask the Experts weekend continues on WDBO.
Welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on WDBO's Ask the Experts weekend. We've got Joe Burton, Nancy Heck, Certified Financial Planner Professionals at the Certified Financial Group, doing what they've been doing for the past 30 years here on WDBO, and that's answer your questions at 844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. And Joe, for anybody that may have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, just remind everybody, what can they call you about today?
Well, once again, as you said, Nancy and I have been doing this for 30 years here with WDBO, taking listeners' questions about what might be on their mind regarding their personal finances. As I often say, they don't teach us this stuff in school. We go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up at 55 years old and find out what we might be looking at as a collection of financial accidents. Our job as certified financial planners is to work with our clients to get them to and through their retirement years to kind of sort out that mess that they might have accumulated and show them how to take those assets that they've accumulated in their IRAs or 401ks or 403bs or 457s, savings and investments, and then how to turn that into a stream of income throughout their retirement years. And as we had our first call over there, Pete, kind of show you where you may want to pull that money from a tax-wise method to minimize your taxes going forward, because you have your different buckets. You have your tax deferred bucket, you have your tax free bucket, you have your taxable bucket, and where do you take the money from, and what's the timing of doing that? So anyway, as certified financial planners, that's what we do. We do financial planning, investment management for a fee. We work with our clients as fiduciaries, and we put our fiduciary commitment to you in writing. And we would be glad to show you where that is when you come into our office, but we do work with our clients for a fee. As fiduciaries, as I say, anybody can call themselves a fiduciary, but certified financial planners are obligated to work with you as fiduciaries, and we put that obligation and commitment to you in writing. So we are here this morning in live, not doing anything in writing, but we are here to take your calls and answer questions about anything that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. And the good news is you don't even have to wait. So if you have any questions, pick up the phone and dial the numbers.
I want to pull off of something that you just said.
Go ahead.
So, you know, you just flip through, you know, to and through retirement.
Yes.
So, I mean, a lot of discussions I know with people that I've been meeting with lately, and I'm sure the other my colleagues are dealing with also, is, you know, the current political situation, which has everybody extremely tense, and what's going to happen to my investments if, you know, Trump gets reelected, what's going to happen to my investments if Biden gets reelected. But the point that you made about through retirement, and I'm constantly reminding people of this. Yes, we have to deal with what's in front of us right now, but I also have to be concerned about the next 15, 20, 25 years of your life, which for most people is retirement, not earning years, and making sure that they don't run out of money before they run out of life.
Right.
You know, so we really are trying to keep the big picture as best as we can, given these very fluid circumstances, in mind for our clients.
We can pretty much be assured that as we get into the uncertainty of the election, that there will be ups and downs in the market. It always has been, always will be. But once again, if you're diversified with quality investments, there's no need to be jumping in and jumping out the markets, and people are promoting, you know, I have this plan that if Biden is elected, this is what you ought to do. Well, what if he isn't elected? And if you go into this plan Biden and you've made that choice and he's not elected and you just bet the ranch going the wrong direction, you don't need to do that. If your portfolio has been put together correctly, you have diversification in your portfolio, you will ride through the storm. That doesn't mean that you won't get wet if it's raining, but in the long run, you won't drown. And trying to make decisions based on what the current political climate is, I think, is a recipe for disaster. And I can look back in the many, many years that Nancy and I have done this and demonstrate why you don't want to make decisions based on the current political climate. Because
take the emotion out of the decision.
That is the key. Well, that's what we do as financial planners. You know, we're flying the airplane, sit back, enjoy the movie, and we'll get you to your destination. But that's what our clients hire us to do, to make those decisions, not to time the market, not to decide what's going on immediately. If you're looking for somebody to time the market, that's not what we do. That's not our game. So anyway, we're here to take your questions. And once again, the lines are wide open, so you can call these numbers.
844-580-9326. That's 844-580-9326. We have a question in here. I inherited an IRA from my brother who passed away earlier this year. What are the rules for this account?
Okay, so
rules
the
or rule?
Rules.
Gotcha.
Got it.
Yeah, plural. Yeah, anyway. Regardless, the important part is that it's brother. It's non-spouse. If you inherit an IRA from a spouse, then you can treat it just as if it was your own, and the rules are the same as they are for yourself. But for a non-spouse, the rule is pretty simple right now. You have 10 years to get all the money withdrawn from the account. It doesn't matter how much you take out every single year. It just has to be completely liquidated at the 10th year after inheriting the IRA. One thing that's important to do if you're not going to liquidate it all in the first year is set up an inherited IRA for yourself and then transfer the funds from the brother's account to your new inherited IRA. And then you can set up the withdrawals at a manner that is best for you. But 10 years is the operative thing to keep in mind.
And what you don't want to do is get that money in your name and then think you have 60 days to roll it over, because that's not the rules. It's got to be a direct transfer from your brother's custodian to your new custodian as the IRA beneficiary IRA. So what they generally do, as Nancy well knows, is where your brother was, they create a beneficiary IRA for you, and then you can transfer. You can leave it there, or you can transfer it into an IRA at another custodian. But the key is, in fact, we had somebody in our office a couple of weeks ago that wasn't aware of that rule, and they sent him the check, and unfortunately, it's, you know, you can...
So he did the 10 years all in 1 year then.
Yeah. Okay. And the other thing about this new rules, as Nancy brought up, is if you have a trust as the beneficiary of your IRA, you may want to go back and look at that with the change in the tax laws, because many of those trusts were set up to provide some form of stretch, and the stretch is out the window, and you may want to go back and revisit whether that makes sense.
The stretch IRA allowed people to take it out over their lifetime for a non-spousal.
Right.
But
right.
Now it's 10 years.
Yep,
that's it.
Yep, the rules have changed. Once again, Chris Todvine is in our office. You can reach him at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a legal document. And he'd be glad to take your calls. You can have a lengthy conversation with him. And if the line is busy, leave a message, and he promises to get back to you.
Yep. And if you want to call the show, it's 844-580-9326, 844-580-9326. Another question in here. With RMDs being suspended for this year, can I still make a qualified charitable donation from my IRA?
Okay, so RMD is required minimum distribution. That's what everybody has to take out when they hit now 72. There's a specific percentage that needs to come out. And a qualified charitable donation is money going directly from your IRA account to a charity. And yes, you can still make those whenever you wish. The thing that's important to know is that you need to have the proper name, the tax ID number, and the address of the charity, because the funds are going to go directly from your IRA account to the charity. It's not going to be a check cut and then you present it to them. Or you taking a withdrawal saying it's going to go to, you know, ABC charity, and then you're going to send the funds. It goes directly from your IRA account to the charity. It's really, really easy to do. It's a phenomenal thing to do. And if you have more than one charity that you want to make a qualified charitable donation to, your custodian should be able to handle a distribution to more than one charity at a time.
Yeah, we do those an awful lot for our clients, but what you don't want to do is wait till December 31st to do that.
Right.
Yeah, if you know what charities you want to give to this year, get that set up, talk to your planner, talk to your advisor, be right around the 1st of December so the paperwork can be in place. And while we're on...
And be processed.
And be processed, yeah. Yeah,
that's
yes,
important.
Yeah, it's got to be...
Before the end of the year.
And as Nancy said, you need the tax ID number of the charity and the specifics, the name, of course, and the address and to where the money is sent. So that is that's a great thing to do. It's up to $100,000 is the maximum that you can get the benefit for.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that still. We haven't mentioned that in a while, the charitable donation from the IRA.
Yeah. Another thing I don't know if we've ever talked about, Kyle, is what's called a donor advised fund.
Donor
advised fund, which is a neat way to give money to technically to charity, but you're not yet giving it to charity, but you can get a tax deduction for the money that you put in the fund. So basically, let's say you've got money that you want to get a tax deduction for this year, and I've used this on RMDs where I don't need the RMD money, so I will set it aside for charities, but I don't quite yet know who I want to give it to. Send it to the donor advised fund. I get the tax deduction for the charitable contribution that I'm making that year, and the money sits in the donor advised fund and it continues to grow. And then when I want to make a contribution, I simply go online, plug in the charity's name, their tax ID number, and it flows directly from the donor advised fund to the charity. So you can, it's a pretty slick way to make your charitable contributions if you want to spread the money around, or if you're just not quite sure what you want to do with it. But you definitely want to get the tax deduction for that year. So talk to your advisor about a donor advised fund as we approach the end of the year. Now, if you can't use the qualified charitable deduction routine though to put it in the donor advised fund.
No, it is a whole separate animal as far as paperwork goes, and it is an irrevocable decision.
Yes.
So you have flexibility
as
to who. Right. Who eventually gets the dollars, as long as it goes to charities, you can change who the beneficiaries are. Mm-hmm. But once the assets are in the donor advised fund, they don't come out until they're going to the charities.
Right.
Simple enough. So, I like
now
that.
You know.
Yeah.
Now you know.
844-580-9326, the number to dial us up. We've got about a minute and a half here. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. So I actually recently had a donor advised fund discussion with one of my clients, and the attorney that they were using, which is not anybody that we have referred, had no knowledge of the irrevocable aspect of the donor advised fund. It's a big decision.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you're giving the money to charity, but you don't know what charity yet. But once it's gone, it's gone. But then, the other side of it, you get the immediate tax deduction.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't have it both ways to get the tax deduction. Now I want my money back somewhere down the road.
But it's an important piece of the puzzle that should be disclosed to the person that's considering it.
Without question. Without question.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. So, you can't have it both ways. But, Joe, I want to have it both ways. I know.
Well, we'd all like to have it both ways. Like my mother used to say, you want your cake and eat it too. And I never understood that until I got to be older. Now I understand exactly what it means.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, 844-580-9326, the number to dial us up, 844-580-9326. We still got one more segment, plenty of time to get your question answered with Joe Burt, Nancy Hex, Certified Financial Planners at the Certified Financial Group. We're planning tomorrow.
Today.
And we'll do it right after we get the three big things you need to know.
Now the three big things you need to know.
Three.
Following a developing story this hour, the U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear oral arguments on President Trump's effort to exclude immigrants from the census.
Who?
The president behind in the polls, hitting the campaign trail in states he carried 4 years ago, states like Georgia and Florida.
I'm not going to feel so good. Maybe I'll have to leave the country. I don't know.
Today, he'll be in Wisconsin and Michigan.
One.
A circuit court judge in Orange County, under investigation, will look at the stunning allegations in the news at 10.
WDBO is everywhere. On your car radio at 107.3 FM and on your car radio at AM 580. Not in your car? No problem. Download and tap the WDBO app. Oh, wait. You're listening while at home? Click WDBO.com or say, Alexa, play WDBO.
WDBO.
Tap, click, or say it. WDBO. The only station that's everywhere you are. WDBO.
Why do people hire a financial advisor? Frankly, it's because they want to be sure they'll be okay. An advisor's ultimate value add is to help you achieve your financial goals while relieving stress, particularly in times like this. For more than 40 years, certified financial planner professionals at Certified Financial Group in Altamont Springs have been serving as fiduciaries when providing financial planning and investment advice for a fee. We've seen it all. Black Monday, the dot-com bust, 9/11, the Great Recession. And through it all, our clients have looked to us to be the steady hand in stormy weather. So if your financial planner is not certified, or perhaps you feel your current relationship is lacking, give us a call. Remember, anyone can say that they are a fiduciary, but only certified financial planners are legally obligated to act in your best interests. And we have 12 of them under one roof. In fact, we put our fiduciary obligation in writing. 407-869-9800 or on the web at financialgroup.com. That's financialgroup.com. We're the Certified Financial Group, and we're planning tomorrow, today.
Management for a fee through Certified Advisory Corp, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Through the end of the month, American Kitchens is offering $1,000 off bathroom and kitchen cabinetry. The staff follows all CDC safety guidelines. American Kitchens, 407-645-3235. 407-645-3235.
What's scarier on Halloween? Not having a costume or paying way too much for one? At Goodwill, we are your Halloween headquarters, and our Halloween helpers are here to help you build your costume, get your accessories, and even decorate your own haunted house. When you shop at your local Goodwill for Halloween, you're helping to fund vocational training and job placement programs right here in Central Florida. Visit GoodwillCFL.org to find the Goodwill location and Halloween boutique closest to you.
Are you losing sleep, tossing and turning? Well, this isn't an ad for a new pillow or mattress. It's an offer to help put your mind at ease. In a recent survey, 40% of Americans said they're unsure if they'll have enough money to last them through retirement. After all, they don't teach us this stuff in school, and many of us go through life trying some of this and some of that, only to wake up to find out that our financial life could be just a collection of financial accidents. For more than 40 years, certified financial planner professionals at Certified Financial Group have been providing retirement planning and investment advice for a fee, and they can help you get a good night's sleep. And because they're independent, they don't have any house products to sell you. So forget the new mattress and get a complimentary consultation right now. Call 407-869-9800. That's 407-869-9800 or 1-800-EXECUTE, as if you're executing a financial plan. Certified Financial Group, where they're planning tomorrow, today. Retirement planning and investment advice for a fee through Certified Advisory Corporation, a registered investment advisor, online at financialgroup.com.
Hey, Scott Inez back. I want to tell you about S&W Kitchens. I've got a special guest in-house today. He is one of S&W Kitchens' top designers. He is Bill Burke. And Bill, I've been talking on the air about this new financing program. S&W Kitchens has a financing program. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're really happy to roll this out and be able to help Central Florida possibly bundle some projects instead of phasing a project where maybe you're just doing the master bathroom and then you'll wait to do the floors until later. Now with this new financing program, we're able to help clients put the value into their home and perhaps make it a little bit easier on them.
Billy, that's great news. Thank you. We're going to be hearing much more about S&W Kitchen's financing program in the coming weeks. S&WKitchens.com. Six showrooms coast to coast from Ocala to Okeechobee. That's S&WKitchens.com. S&WKitchens.com.
WDBO Orlando. WOEX FM HD2 Orlando. W297BB Orlando. Powered by New South Window Solutions. Click WDBO.com. A Cox Media Group station.
Working from home and school from home can be tough. Visit Refresh Computers now for Dell and HP laptops starting at just $159 for your home office and school needs. Visit the Refresh Computers Superstore in Longwood or call 407-478-8200 now.
Looking for expert advice but don't want to surf the net?
It's time-consuming to research on the web.
Or you have a question but don't know who to trust?
Oh yeah, that's important.
Well, look no further. Join us every weekend for expert advice on everything from gardening to financial, auto to home, health to legal.
Wow, it's all local and it's all free.
Yep, and because it's on WDBO, you'll still get your news, weather, and traffic. When making your weekend plans, be sure to include WDBO.
This is WDBO, 107.3 FM and AM 580, Orlando's news and talk.
One day I'll get that and not sing as soon as it comes back. Welcome back to On the Money with a certified financial group right here on WDBO. It's all a part of our Ask the Experts weekend. Joe Burt, Nancy Heck here taking your phone calls for the next 5 minutes. 844-580-9326, the number to dial us up. Your last chance to get your question answered, 844-580-9326. We've got a couple of open mics here, Joe and Nancy. We've got this first one here. Let's play it.
5 years ago, my wife's checking account was hacked. They hacked her for almost $20,000. It's still frozen. What can we do about getting this opened? There's almost $200,000 in that account, and we could really use the money. It's been frozen now for 5 years.
I would assume that the account was frozen at the wife's behest because she was hacked. The first thing I would do is, if you've not talked to somebody in the bank where the account is in person, make an appointment, which is what you have to do now. And go in there and sit down and find out what exactly their protocol is to get it unfrozen. And if for some reason, which I doubt, that they're uncooperative, then hiring an attorney is going to be something that's necessary.
Yeah, that to me doesn't make sense. I mean, it's your money. If you can prove who you are, that's where the whole key is. There sounds like there's a breakdown in communication here, and I think there's a piece of this puzzle that we don't have. So I wonder if you're talking about it, if you want to unfreeze an account, would you say you want to defrost it? I'm not sure.
If somebody has a credit freeze, generally doing credit freezes are no expense or, you know, $10 per creditor. And I know to unfreeze your credit, which you have to do yourself, there is a very small charge to do that also. Yeah. But if it's a bank account, make an appointment and talk to somebody face to face. Be polite. Yep. But be the squeaky wheel.
And get in writing exactly what you need to have done, because there's really no excuse to have your money tied up for five months.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it should have been moved to a whole different brand new account.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear that, defrosting your account. It's freeze and unfreeze. But you don't unfreeze food, you defrost food.
No, you defrost it. That's right.
Oh, man, I am going to be messed up for the rest of the afternoon thinking about that. Thanks so much, Joe, for bringing that up and bringing that into my back of my head.
That's right. That's
well, we got about 2 minutes left of the show. I want to give out the not only the workshops, the best number to reach the Certified Financial Group here during the week.
Right now, you
Rodney's
can reach
still there,
Chris,
right?
Yeah, you can reach Chris Toadvine, Certified Financial Planner, at our office at 407-869-9800, 407-869-9800, or 1-800-EXECUTE is if you're executing a legal document. And he'll be glad to take your call, of course, off the air. We have a lengthy discussion. And if the line is busy, please leave a message, and he promises to return your call this morning. And Nancy, what's cooking on the workshop front?
Okay, so we have healthcare options in retirement, November 14th. Everything you want to know about mutual funds, December 5th. Countdown to Retirement, January 20th. Go to our website, financialgroup.com, and you can make a reservation for the workshop. Or if you would like to take advantage of a complimentary consultation, you can request that also.
And we're doing those virtually if you don't want to come into the office. We have a strict protocol when you come in with a temperature check and face masks and that kind of stuff. We've seen a lot of people in the office over the last couple of weeks.
Because I think people are happy to be able to get out of their house and go someplace other than the grocery store. But yes, there is a medical waiver. Everybody's wearing masks. The office is cleaned every 2 hours. So it's a safe place to be.
It's a safe place to be, and knock on wood, and thank God we've dodged a bullet so far, but we also do the virtual meetings, and we've done a lot of those too in the last several months. So check in the website, as Nancy said, financialgroup.com. You can learn all about Nancy and me and the 10 other certified financial planners that make up the Certified Financial Group. We are fiduciaries. We work with our clients as fiduciaries, as accredited investment fiduciaries and certified financial planners. We are required to work with you as fiduciaries. We actually put it in writing. So we put our mouth where our money is, or your money where our mouth is, or something like that.
We've been planning tomorrow.
Today.
And we'll be back here next Saturday, and we'll see you then. Have a good weekend. I'm picking up good
vibrations. This is the new home of WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day.